Yes, good morning. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. Just want to bring you some words from our Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Following a theme here on the area of being transparent before God, walking a life of transparency. We have a few verses here. This is the conclusion of this week. And we'd just like to read some verses here out of John. It seems that John has a handle on these things. And it's interesting to note that of all the disciples, John was the one who walked closest in a relationship with Jesus Christ. It seems that he was the one who was found laying on Jesus' breast. It was the one that Jesus confided things in the most. And I think that as a result, the reason for that was, I do believe, is because John was most transparent. I believe that the more transparent we are, the closer we can have relationships with God and with each other. There's something about a transparent person, someone who you know is not hiding anything but is being completely real and honest. There's something about a person like that that makes you want to be friends with. And so I usually think that, well, it's a golden opportunity for me to walk in that way. And it takes a courage. It takes courage to walk that way. I think one of the main reasons people don't is because they were hurt at some point or the other. Therefore, their heart is somewhat closed. Their guards are up. And they find it hard to share the deepest things of their hearts. But my encouragement here this morning is that it's safe to come to God with everything that we have. And the other thing I thought of here recently is God knows the deepest thoughts and intents of our heart long before we even at times recognize what we're feeling. And also, the Bible makes mention that God wants us to ask for our needs, and guess what? What I see in that is God already knows what we have need for, but he wants us to ask. He doesn't want us to go through life just kind of thinking. He wants us to physically ask. And he doesn't want us to just to have the question go through our minds, but he wants us to be in prayer and asking, making our requests known. And I think it's the same way with confession. It's not enough to just think of something, but rather to specifically make it known to God. I have this little policy that I like to follow. Sometimes in a marriage, it happens quite often that you'll hear couples say a story to a group, and then you might hear their spouse say, "Oh, I didn't know that." And then the other one would say, "Well, I thought I told you that." And I know it happens sometimes in our marriage, but I think it happens a lot where there's where we think that we have told our spouse, but we have not told them. And oftentimes that's not done intentionally. But I think what happens is so many times our spouses, our marriage partners are so close to us that sometimes we rehearse something in our mind, and we forget that we never actually physically told our spouses it. And, you know, somehow because we rehearsed it so many times in our minds, it's almost like we could hear ourselves saying it, and therefore we just concluded that sometime along the line we have told our spouses, but, you know, our spouses are completely unawares. And I wonder how often that happens with God, where something is on our mind and it's constantly there, but when we actually stop and think, or say someone would ask us, "Have you talked to God about it?" Our first response is usually, "Well, of course, it's been on my mind, you know, for 2 days now." But sometimes when we stop and think, it's surprising how at times times we haven't really, just like with our spouses, we haven't really actually told God. And I think that's what God wants. I think even though God knows it in our thoughts, I think he's really waiting for that moment when we talk to him about it. And I believe that God honors that as, us treating him like a physical friend, like someone who, we would treat otherwise as a friend in his life. So I have a few verses here in John. It says, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Another verse here says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And then there's another few verses here, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, and they are wrought, that they are wrought in God. And sometimes it would be easier for us to read this short scripture here and assume that we could be thinking of drug dealers or, some secretive group somewhere back in the back alleys at night in the city. Be thinking of them and saying, yeah, they are truly evil. Their deeds are evil. That's why they don't want to be seen in the light. So I'm thinking there's probably a way to bring this a little closer home. I think what this is really saying is that if we hide things in our heart, we do not bring them out to the light. Bringing them out to the light basically means, bringing it out or exposing it or bringing it out for all to see. I think that what this is talking about really is the difference between someone who's walking in honesty rather than someone who's walking in dishonesty or hypocrisy or hiding something in their heart. And I think that there's a certain, God's blessing is somewhat withheld from a person like that, even though he may not be a murderer or a drug dealer or a drunkard or, someone who's in blatant sin. I think just simply hiding something, just refusing to bring something out because of whatever reason, maybe because of embarrassment or shame or pain or whatever it is, I think that God wants us to be completely transparent with our lives, and he wants us to bring everything to him in detail. And I have noticed already that it is probably not safe to share there's other Bible verses of scripture that talk about not sharing our whole heart with everyone, and I think that's true. There's another Bible verse that talks about not laying our pearls before the swine. But my encouragement is that it is safe with God. My encouragement is that it's safe to be completely honest with God. And sometimes it just helps to clarify and to bring things into a proper perspective is to just in detail talk to God about the things that bother us or the things that are on our minds. And it seems like somehow God sorts through that. And then after that, somehow it changes and we find ourselves, being much more free to share it with others and then more people can come to the light. And that's the beauty of someone who's walking in transparency, it brings salt and it brings an encouragement or it makes it safe for others to then do that as well. And it's almost like a, you know, like an epidemic in a positive way, where it spreads to others, and we have a you know, basically a revival fire that burn, and people become encouraged, and people find peace and joy once again in a real way, in a Christ-like way. And so I believe that God is pleased with that type of relationship. I'd also like to read here in John some more. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. God bless you as you seek and walk with him, and prepare for his coming.